Speaking of Shands, my PPR chairperson, and we served at Waukena, Jeff Mons, also a retired sheriff from Sarasota County, is going to go down to Shands next week for an awful lot of heart surgery. He tried to explain it to me, and it's too complicated for me to try to tell you, but he starts the pre-op stuff tomorrow. It's about 6 hours worth of pre-op. And then they take the next day off, and then they do the surgery for a long, long time on Wednesday, I guess. So his name is Jeff Mons. His name is spelled G-E-O-F, M-O-N-G. I'd like to put it on the prayer thing. But I was going to also mention to Phil, maybe sometime we ought to think about cleaning it up, the ones that we have on here. Maybe they're all legit. I don't know. Sometimes we just have to maybe wipe the slate clean and start over. But God knows who they are. So with that, or any other prayers and concerns you might have?
Yes. Lexi, couldn't get her blood sugars level out, so they can start her on the diabetic pump this week.
You know what's amazing about those diabetic pumps? And I hope I never need one. But it's amazing. We got a, is he a nephew? He's a nephew. Plays football for
Swift Creek.
He's diabetic, and he's had one of those pumps since he was about 3 or 4 years old, and he can play football with that thing.
Wow.
And he's an aggressive football player. So it's amazing. But we're grateful for that.
And
Charlie. Our granddaughter Charlie, that come here and sings once in a while. She was pregnant with twins, and she went to the doctor. Didn't know it was, but then she found out it was twins, and then she went back to the doctor later, and the babies were dead. At least they didn't have a heartbeat, so she lost them. So we keep her in prayer. Yes.
One other thing, since you talked about football, one of the ladies that I worked with over at DMS. Before we got moved downtown, her nephew plays for WVU, and maybe 3 weeks ago, he was in a bad play, and he broke his leg in three places.
Wow.
And he had one more surgery that he has to complete. And his name is Trey Lathan. Prayers for him. He's just a freshman. But he was, prior to the incident, he was making all kinds of really good plays. And eyes were on him, and he was a new up-and-coming freshman. So he's out for the season, but they're confident that he'll make a full recovery.
Yeah. Anybody else this morning?
Mark has some cancer removed from his arm this week. And we were praying that when they do the biopsy, it comes back, they've got it all, and it's not spread to the rest of his body. And all the good stuff, it's all the bad that comes with cancer, we're praying for the good part.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. The pictures are just, she's got pictures of how it started and how it progressed. It's amazing.
So fast.
Start out as melanoma, maybe? I don't know. Yeah.
And we don't know the dog bite. Because our little puppy likes to chew on his arms and scratch him up and bite him.
So like all kinds of nicks and bites.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So the dog has got him right there. And he's a picker, so he's picking at it. And just kept on getting bigger, all in less than a month. Bam.
Bam.
It's huge.
Thank God for modern medical technology. Yeah. Anybody else this morning?